Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, "So all the work that Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished." 2 Chronicles 5:1. The simple tent, unadorned on the outside, had been replaced with a building, quote, "exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious." 1 Chronicles 22, verse 5. The holy furniture had been enlarged and custom designed for this new dwelling place of God on earth. There was the massive bronze altar, and nearby the bronze sea. Inside the holy place was a corridor of light, provided by 10 glorious lampstands, each fashioned like the tree of life. And, declaring God's delightful hospitality, there were 10 tables for the showbread. Almost at the conclusion of the journey was an exquisite gold altar from which ascended incense, mingled with the prayers of saints. The truth was the same as in the tabernacle, although expressed, quote, "at different times and in different ways." Hebrews 1:1, CSB. But beyond the veil, the real destination of the soul, something was missing. Huram wasn't instructed to make an acacia box, covered by gold without and within, nor to fashion a solid gold lid called the mercy seat. The Ark of the Covenant, symbol of our Savior, was the one unchanged and unchanging piece of furniture, the only one shared by both tabernacle and temple. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name, so wrote A.B. Simpson. David expressed his desire, quote, "I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God." 1 Chronicles 28, verse 2. Nothing like a footstool to make someone feel at home. It was time to finish the project, and God would only be at rest when that symbol of his Son, our hilasterion, Romans 3:25, had his rightful place there in the Father's house.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.